The Washington and Idaho legislatures are moving into the final weeks of their 2021 sessions. Citizens interested in specific bills can track them online using their assigned bill numbers. Those rarely change. But sometimes in Washington, the letters attached to the bills do change, and they provide clues as to the bill's legislative journeys. In Olympia, when a bill is introduced and put into written form, it's given a simple name. In the Senate, it's SB for Senate Bill and a four-digit number. In the House, it's HB and a four-digit number. When a bill is changed in some way, the letters may change too. To ask more about that, we called the Legislative Information Center, and the people there connected us with Spokane Democratic Representative Marcus Riccelli.
A bill could make it, you know, all the way as HB 1310 to the governor's desk. Largely, those bills are technical bills, usually with, you know, not a lot of input needed. Adding a member to a governor's work group or something like that.
But most bills are amended either in a big way or just a word here or there.
These terms are used to, for those who are watching with a close eye, to really understand where the bills have been changed. Following it through the House of Origin is really helpful to understand.
So let's hear an example. We go to the Senate floor and the president of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Denny Heck.
Question before the Senate is final passage of Substitute Senate Bill 5165. The president is about to open the vote.
Substitute Senate Bill.
So if the bill is changed in committee, it becomes a substitute bill. If it visits more than one committee, it could be a second substitute. And sometimes they even can visit three committees, a policy committee and multiple fiscal committees.
Back to the Senate floor.
In gross substitute House Bill 1068 on third reading and final passage, remarks, Senator Hunt.
So in a gross bill is a bill that has been amended on the floor of the House of Origin. One of the interesting things is that no matter how the bill leaves, when it leaves that House of Origin, these terms like substitute, second substitute, engrossed cannot be changed once it leaves the House of Origin. And when it goes over there, it can be changed still, but it will retain its same name, but it will say as amended by, if it was in the Senate, or the House.
So when you hear this,
engrossed second substitute House Bill 1274, the Secretary will read.
You can probably assume it's a bill that's gotten a lot of TLC. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.